The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Radio Southland News.
Kia ora, it's Bailey, and welcome to Radio Southland's Community News. Opportunity's 25th birthday bash is coming to the Civic Theatre in Invercargill on Friday at 11 a.m. This special daytime concert celebrates 25 years of Opportunity, with a lineup of favourite artists performing beloved songs from classical, musical theatre, country and classic hits from the 50s and 60s. Tickets range from $37 to $42 and are available through the Civic Theatre booking office. The Rootburn Classic returns on Saturday, April 18th, taking runners on a spectacular 32-kilometre adventure along the world-famous Rootburn track near Tiano. Limited to 400 competitors, the event winds through the Fiordland National Park's native bush and alpine terrain, reaching elevations of more than 1,100 metres. For more information, visit the event website or contact Glenn Fullstop Curry at coasttocoast.co.nz. Battle of the Bands 2026 National Championship Southland Heat is on Saturday, April 18th at The Riff, formerly known as the Southland Musicians Club. Register your band now at battleofthebands.co.nz. The Rock Tenors are bringing the Anthems Reloaded Tour to the Civic Theatre in Invercargill on Saturday, April 25th, for an evening of powerful live rock performance. The show runs from 7:30 and is open to all ages, with tickets ranging from $79 to $89. Featuring five of Aotearoa's vocalists backed by a live rock band, the performance delivers a theatrical take on some of the world's most iconic rock anthems, with reimagined classics from artists spanning multiple generations. The Southland Wool and Craft Festival is taking place at the Goretown and Country Club on Saturday, May 2nd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. This free family-friendly event offers a day of hands-on creativity, with a range of children's crafting stations suitable for all ages. Attendees can also explore a variety of displays, including yarn bombing, as part of the festival's celebration of wool and craft across the region. Shapeshifter are bringing their Solstice 20th Anniversary Tour to the Civic Theatre in Invercargill on Thursday, May 7th, with the show starting at 7 p.m. Tickets range from $71.90 to $91.90. The tour celebrates 20 years of their iconic album Solstice, with fans able to experience tracks like Summer Haze, New Day to Come and Electric Dream performed live. Known for their high-energy drum and bass performances, Shapeshifter will be joined by DJ Pearly for the show as part of the nationwide tour across Aotearoa. Organisers are calling for stall holders and workshop facilitators for the Thrive Wellness Expo, happening on Saturday, May 9th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Flex Hall on Palmerston Street in Riverton. The event aims to connect the community with holistic health knowledge, products and services, featuring stalls offering massage and bodywork therapies, healthy food and drinks and natural wellness products. Stall spaces are $50 and interested vendors can register by emailing thriveriverton@gmail.com. Night of the Arts 2026 will light up Don and Dee Streets in Invercargill on Friday, May 15th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. This free city centre event transforms the streets and connections arcade into a vibrant hub of live performances, creative activities and artistic surprises, inviting people to explore and discover art in all its forms. For more information, contact events at artsmurihiku.co.nz. Tasik Country, New Zealand's country music festival, is returning to Gore from Friday, May 22nd through to Sunday, May 31st, with events centred around the St James Theatre and locations across the district. The 10-day festival features more than 60 events celebrating country music, food and rural life, bringing together artists, community groups and audiences from around the country. Event pricing varies. Full festival information and tickets are available at tussockcountry.nz. The Bluff Oyster and Food Festival is taking place on Saturday, May 23rd from 11am through to 5pm, bringing one of New Zealand's most iconic food events back to Bluff. Known for celebrating the famous Bluff Oyster, the festival offers a full day of seafood, entertainment and local flavour hosted by the Bluff community. A highlight of the winter calendar, the event attracts thousands each year, with attendees encouraged to wrap up warm and enjoy the atmosphere and variety of food on offer. The Fiordland Big Three is taking place in Tiano from Thursday, May 28th through to Sunday, May 31st, with events based at the Tiano Rugby Club grounds. Held over King's Birthday weekend, the event features a mix of hunting competitions, food and family-friendly activities, with prices ranging from $10 to $200, depending on participation. Hunting begins Thursday evening with the official weigh-in held on Sunday, alongside activities such as pig carrying and possum throwing contests. The event also supports pest control efforts and serves as a fundraiser for the Tiano Rugby Club, with more information and tickets available through tianoevents.co.nz. The Southland Alzheimer's Charity Dinner and Cabaret Circus is taking place at Ascot Park Hotel in Invercargill on Saturday, June 6th from 7pm. Tickets are $175 per person or $1,650 for a hosted table of 10. The evening includes a welcome drink, a two-course dinner with dessert, a live charity auction, and a programme of cabaret and circus entertainment. The event is a fundraiser supporting Alzheimer's Society Southland, with tables available now and further details through the event's organisers. Age Concern is on the lookout for some amazing individuals, like you. They need volunteer visitors to share a little joy with their older friends who might be feeling a bit isolated. Imagine a cosy home visit, a stroll together, sharing a cuppa or just catching up. If you've got a spare hour each week, you can make a world of difference to someone in need of a bit of company. So if you're up for lending an ear and some good company, Age Concern would love to hear from you. Reach out to Chris at Age Concern by calling 218-6351. If you've got a bit of free time and a fantastic reading voice, the Telephone Information Service for the Blind is looking for folks who can help with daily or weekly readings from the newspaper, and you can do it from the comfort of your own home. Interested? Get in touch with the Blind Foundation on 218 3927. Anyone interested in joining the Fofo Pearls Leisure Marching Group, please contact Diane Blair on 216 4962. If you have any queries about the information I've discussed, please get in touch with the relevant organisation. And if you need to double-check the phone numbers or email addresses I've mentioned, please go to radiosouthland.org.nz and click on the Contact Us tab for a text version of today's community news.
And now a rundown of regular events and services in our province. Invercargill Park Run is a free weekly timed 5 kilometre event held every Saturday from 8am. It's returned to its regular venue meeting at Feldwick Gates at Queen's Park. For updates, event details and bus information, visit their Facebook page. On Sundays from 9.30 until 1.30, the Southern Farmers Market is open at the old railway station. Look for the market sign and enjoy food, arts, crafts and produce in this popular market setting. It's great to sit down and have lunch with the family. The Loss and Grief Centre's Invercargill Drop-In Centre is open Monday to Friday from 10am until 4pm. You can also call or text 027 443 8788. Email lossandgriefcentre@gmail.com or send them a message. The centre also provides services in Winton, Gore, Matoda and Teano. Visit their website lossandgriefcentre.com for more information. Do you binge eat, purge, starve or compulsively exercise? Wherever you are, whatever your problem with food, Addictive Eaters Anonymous can help. Visit aeainfo.org to find out more about Addictive Eaters Anonymous. Hearing Southland and their associated clinics in Leet Street are open and taking bookings, you can phone them on 214 9154. If you're elderly and need social support, access to help with meals or care services, support is available from Age Concern. Meals are available to pick up and exercise classes are on. You're welcome to make an appointment to talk to someone. Please do wear a mask when you come in. They can also come to you. Call them on 218 6351 or visit ageconcern.org.nz. If you have concerns about a senior's safety, call the Elder Abuse Helpline for advice 0800 326 68 65. Jubilee Budgeting Services are available online or by phone. Call 0800 Jubilee or text 027 Jubilee. You can go to their Facebook page for more information on what help they can provide, and appointments are able to be made to get advice over the phone, or you can come into the office and meet in person. The Southland Community Law Centre in the Kewon Don Building in Don Street are available to help. Phone ahead to make an appointment on 0800 55 0800. Their hours are 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. Tuesday to Thursday. Mondays and Fridays are by appointment. They also offer outreach services to Gore and Fiordland. The Invercargill Public Library is open from 9 till 6 weekdays, 10 till 4 on weekends. The Bluff Library is open Monday to Friday from 9 till 5 and Saturdays 10 till 1. The archives in Invercargill are open, but please do call ahead to book on 211 1573. And remember, you can return all books through the slots, and My Book Bag is still available for free contactless delivery. Go to ilibrary.co.nz/mybookbag. Southland District Council area offices and libraries are open. Travelling library options are also available with the mobile book bus. And have you checked out their digital library options? To find out more, go to southlanddc.govt.nz and click on Libraries, or call them on 0800 732 542. Te Hikoi Museum in Riverton is open every day from 10 till 4. You can call them for more information on 234 8260 or visit their Facebook page. The Thornbury Vintage Tractor Museum focuses on Southland's rural heritage and local history. With an extensive collection of vintage farm machinery, it's a great Sunday drive visit. It's at 61 Foster Road, Thornbury, and open Sundays 1:30 until 4:30. Entry's $5, and you can also call Fraser on 021-0385-196 to arrange a time to visit. The Ototo Gallery is open Tuesday to Sunday, 10 till 5 at 110 Main Street, Ototo. They've got a stunning collection of arts and crafts and a part of the Western Southland Arts Trail. Check their Facebook page or phone 225 8638 for more information. Entry's free. The Southland Fire Museum is open Tuesdays, Thursdays and Sundays from 11 till 4 and can also open for group bookings. Call Liz on 027-254-6464. It's on the corner of Jed and Space Streets. Entry is by gold coin donation. Hewakatuia on the corner of Don and Calvin Streets. It's open 10 till 5 Monday to Friday and 11:30 until 2:30 weekends. This combined art and museum space is proud to celebrate everything Murihiku. Have a visit and explore their immersive exhibitions with the kids. Entry's free. The Awarua Communications Museum is open Sundays 1 till 4 p.m. You can take a step into this unique part of our history and view their collection of local and national communications memorabilia and enjoy their interactive exhibitions. Entries cash only, $6 for adults, $3 for children. The Bluff Maritime Museum is open from Monday till Friday, 10 till 4. They've got lots of fascinating history to view, including fishing and sealing memorabilia, tours of an oyster boat, and information about this earliest European settled community, including shipwrecks in the challenging southern waters. Admission for adults is $5 and only $1 for children. And the Eastern Southland Gallery is open 10 till 4:30 weekdays, 1 till 4 p.m. weekends. For more information on the gallery and current exhibitions, visit esgallery.co.nz. If you're a community organisation or are hosting an event, do get in touch. Give us a call on 218 98 91. You can email admin@radiosouthland.org.nz or go to the Contact Us form on the website.
Radio Southland, 96.4 FM.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.